You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Astros are very much in a wild card race right now, but if they're going to win this thing, they're going to have to actually do it with some key players that might not be contributing a whole lot, especially in the pitching department. So let's talk to Brian McTaggart about that. I'm Allison Footer. Tags. Okay. So Carlos Correa, as we're recording this, Carlos Correa is due back this weekend, but Dallas Keuchel could be out for a while. So how detrimental is that to the pitching staff if they don't have Dallas?
Well, very detrimental. I know you look at Dallas's overall numbers and you're like, well, he's not having a good year anyway, but since June 18th, he's been their best pitcher. I think 6-3, like a 3.6 ERA. So, but you look at what happened since he's been out now, the last eight, going to the Cubs series, eight games in a row, the starter hasn't even got past the fifth inning, and that's putting huge strain on the bullpen. It's just not a formula you can win with. I mean, they managed to go 4-4 in those games, but they're still chasing a couple of teams in the wild card, and they can't have starters not going 5-6 innings. So they need Dallas, but it's not great news that he's not going to throw until Monday at least. So with 3 weeks to go, you kind of have to wonder, will he get on the mound again? So, but I think they definitely need him if they're gonna get a wild card spot.
It's really kind of amazing if you look at, I mean, the injuries seem to have started like all really at one time. I think it was Valbuena went down first, but then it was sort of a series. And McCullers being out, Correa, who we think is going to be back by Sunday. But they've really had, I mean, I think it kind of shows, even if they don't make it this year, kind of shows that the strengths moving forward and that things could really fall into place for them next year, just to be able to really maintain through this stretch of having so many guys out.
Yeah, the bullpen's done a really good job with the pitchers out, with McCullers and Keuchel out. They've picked up a lot of innings, done a nice job. Dubinsky's been huge because he's come in a few times, like in the fourth inning, and bridged the gap, kind of like almost like a piggyback starter. But, you know, the addition of Gurriel and Bregman have really made the lineup legitimate now. Their last 10 games are scoring like 5.6 runs a game or something like that. I mean, they have a legitimate offense. There's still holes, yeah, but early in the year, they were pitching pretty good, but the offense just fell off big time after, you know, 1-4. So, I think next year they'll go in with a good, solid nucleus offensively. They have to address a few things, but I think starting pitching is going to be a huge offseason task for them to try to improve it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's where, not that anybody could really survive, and we're not writing them off, of course, but, I mean, you can't really survive, like, McCullers and Keuchel being out at the same time for a significant amount of time. I mean, it's not like a criticism, but there is, in my just seeing this sort of from the outside, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like from a depth standpoint, like, is there like a flush of starting pitching, or is that kind of something that they're really going to have to go outside the organization?
Well, they have a lot of unproven guys. You know, we see, Musgrove's come up and made a few starts. He's been hit or miss. We saw David Polino make his first start, didn't get past the third innings. Martez is coming, but I think they could use a veteran that you know what you're going to get for the most part. You know, Fires and McHugh have been, you know, okay. They hit or miss, not great. They just need one more guy that, you know, like this Cubs series. Look at the three pitchers they have. I mean, no team can match up with that. But if they had Keuchel and McCullers, and if they had that one more guy that has this, you know, good track record and it's tough to get. Pitching's expensive, and it's not a great free agent crop. But I do think they need to, even though they have some depth in the minor leagues pitching, they need to add a proven starter.
So, yeah, we touched on the offense. I mean, my God, Bregman is like now. I mean, it's to the point now where, and I understand there's going to be some evening out, but what a complete player this guy is. Like, he's short, he's compact, just like his swing, and he's such an athlete. I mean, you just can't say enough about him.
Yeah, he's kind of like Altuve was when he burst onto the scene. You when he comes to bat, you kind of sit up and like, ooh, what's going to happen here? And usually something good. He's got the quick hands and the top four in that order. I mean, that's really, really good, and that's a great nucleus for them to start with Springer, Bregman, Altuve, and Correa. Those four can match up with anybody. You need a few more to lengthen the lineup even more, but Bregman's been great. You know, his overall numbers are pretty good, and you take away the 1-32, and they're really good. And AJ said all along during that bad start that he looked good, and he'd come around, and he moved him up to the number two spot when he was like 1-20, so he had confidence in him, and he's everything he's been advertised.
And I did want to ask you about that, because I think that speaks to AJ as the type of manager he is, the type of person he is. So The fact that that's what he knew to do, like, instead of benching him or just keeping him down there, is like, no, actually, what I see
yeah.
is so good that I'm going to move you into a more attractive spot in the order for, and that had to have done a lot for, I would think, Bregman's confidence.
Yeah, it had to. He hasn't done that with anybody else. I mean, they've had quite a few guys come up this year and struggle. Colin Moran and A.J. Reed, and after, you know, 7-8 games, they've sort of gotten buried a little bit. But there was something different about Bregman. He wasn't striking out. I mean, A.J. said some of his best at-bats this year happened when he wasn't getting hits, and he knew they were going to come. And, yeah, I think confidence-wise, that was huge for him to say, hey, we still believe in you. Now go hit, you know, behind in front of Jose Altuve. What's a great spot to hit.
Yeah, that's a pretty good spot to be. Okay, so we are, as we're recording this, the Cup Series is just starting, so they're about halfway through that really tough stretch. They lost 2 of 3 to the Rangers in Arlington. They split 4 games with the Indians, so they're 3-4 there. Now they've got 3 with the Cubs and 3 with the Rangers, and then they can maybe breathe a little bit. So, I mean, you... with the fact that they end the season with 7 of 10 against the Angels, I mean, really anything can happen at this point. But I get, what would you think that they need to do in these next 6 games to really stay afloat? 500?
Well, I think they at least need to go 500. If you can go 4-2, however you want to split that up, I think that's a pretty good result going into the last couple of weeks where you do have a lot of favorable games on the schedule. But pitching matchups against the Cubs will be tough, and we all know the Rangers are the Rangers. So, but if they stub their toe really badly here, I mean, look at the Indian series. They win the first 2, they're a game out, and then they lose the last 2, and they lose a game and a half. So there's no room for slip up really. Now all of a sudden you're 2.5 out when you were 1 out. So even though they split the series, they ended up losing ground. Even though you split the series on the road against a good team, so you got to win series. If they can win both these series, I think they'll be in pretty good shape.
Okay, so that's one more thing I want to ask you, and I don't want to go through the entire debacle that was this play in Cleveland where the ball hit the batter's bat, foul ball, Jim Joyce missed it. Okay, we've all seen it. No, Jim Joyce is actually a very good umpire, and it was like one of those unfortunate things that nobody saw what happened. We saw it on the replay. In my opinion, my reaction was that when you go to, first of all, it should be reviewable, but when you have to go to the replay to figure out the placement of the runners to then resume the game, and it's something that blatant that they see it, they cannot let that call stand, right? There has to be, yeah, as we said today, a common sense provision where, okay, if we're looking at it and we see this, I mean, what if this is World Series Game 6?
Yeah.
This is not okay what happened with 2 runs scoring that never should have. What do you think about that?
Yeah, the goal of replay is to get it right, and you're right. When they're in New York and they see this, and it's, you have to, you can't do anything about it. It's crazy. If there's a question whether the ball hit the bat, I mean, you can do hit by pitches. Why not if the ball hit the bat? It just blows me away that the only 4 people that didn't see it were the umpires. I mean, look at the reaction of everyone. Chisenhall, it's not like he was waving for guys to come. Oh, it's a wild.
Right.
He kind of turned around, was getting ready for the.
Well, Castro, he put his hand back to get
Castro's
the ball.
Castro's reaching for a ball. The runners aren't running initially. I mean, it was clear what happened, and the fact they couldn't review it is just unbelievable. I don't know how Hinch kept it together. I would came unglued on the field. So, but hopefully that'll lead to some changes, because you're right. If you get on the headsets and review, and the umpires see that it's miscalled, just get it right. That's the goal.
Right. I don't understand how that is not. I don't understand how that's not reviewable. It makes no sense. And it's, I mean, I have to say, in defense of the umpires, I mean, maybe they didn't see it either way. So Chisenhall might have just assumed that the ball hit off the bat, and you know, everyone kind of assumed that. But to actually, when Joyce is actually saying to them, "What did you see?" and they're like, "I actually did not see either thing." It puts him in a really bad spot. And the umpires, you know, I mean, Jim Joyce did what he had to. He had to adhere to rules that are ridiculous and get blasted for it.
It was kind of crazy because he doesn't call anything. 2 runs scored. Then all of a sudden he calls time.
Right, because
in the middle of a play. Well, why are you... That didn't make sense. Why are you suddenly stopping the play then? Just because you didn't.
Because Jason started, Castro started like explaining to him what actually happened.
Well, if you're not going to overturn it, that's, I don't know. It was crazy.
Okay. Well, we will hope that this off season that there will be some meetings and that they will come to a more sound decision to make this better. Okay, Tex, thank you so much.
All right,
it's been fun
looking
at you. Have a great weekend.
You too.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.